This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frascas. Recreational marijuana sales may still happen in Colorado Springs. A district judge has ruled the city council has no authority to place the repeal measure on the April ballot. It would have given voters a chance to vote again on whether the city should allow recreational marijuana sales. Nearly 55% of voters last November approved opening the city to the sales, but the council wanted to put the question to voters again. The judge ruled the measure can only appear on ballots in even-numbered years. Colorado Mesa University has been awarded $300,000 to help find solutions for Western Slope water issues. Here's CPR's Stina Sieg.
The grant is from the Colorado River District, a water protection agency, and will be matched by the university. The River District's head calls this an investment in, quote, expertise and leadership needed to secure Western Colorado's water future. The money will pay for an executive director for Colorado Mesa's Ruth Pell Hutchins Water Center, as well as develop a long-term vision for the center. The Colorado River District has also announced nearly $200,000 for water projects across the Western Slope. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
A cold front from Montana and Canada moved in across Colorado last night, bringing snow and sub-zero temperatures with it. Light snow is expected to fall across the Front Range and Palmer Divide throughout the day today, but the real accumulation will begin tonight when temps will plummet below zero. The Denver metro area and the eastern plains are expected to receive 3 to 6 inches of snow by Wednesday morning, and the northern mountains may receive up to 10 inches, with more snow possible Thursday night. Colorado Springs, Denver, Fort Collins, and Greeley are all under today's winter weather advisory through 11 a.m. tomorrow, with a high of 17 Wednesday in Colorado Springs and Denver. This is CPR News and KRCC.